Watch out for wild turkeys. Oh, my God.
Wild story.
Yeah. If you missed it, there was a vehicle, a truck that ran into a wild turkey last night in Kingsville. And then when you hear stories like that, I don't know about you, but I start thinking, wow, that's weird. And then my second thought is, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Right.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often with Canada geese.
Yeah, geese.
In the roadways. They just casually wander across the road.
What's the biggest animal you've hit with your car?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, it's sad on many fronts, but I know a lot of people have hit deer.
Yeah, and it does a lot of damage to your car, too, and, of course, the deer. And I always watch for that now because I just noticed, oh, God, was it last week when I was driving into work and it was like, 4:30 in the morning and two deer ran in front of my car. I wasn't that close to them, but now I'm like very paranoid because they got that the woods to the north of Todd Lane where the parkway trails are and behind some of the homes there. And it's a protected area. And I think a lot of them hang out there and make their way between different areas and always have to watch out for that this time of year, starting now anyway.
And when there's one, there's many.
Right.
So I was driving in, I think it was Ohio years ago, taking Sarah, my daughter, to a volleyball tournament. And I had another parent and child in the car with me. And we were going through this wooded area trying to find the arena. And it was kind of slippery. We saw this baby deer come out and bound across the road. And I'm like, I stopped because I thought, there's got to be another one, right? There's got to be another one. The car in front of me did not think the same way.
Oh. Oh, boy.
It was very traumatic experience for all in the car. And had to have a circle of life discussion. And I don't think we won the tournament.
No?
No. But that was, but I just remember thinking that. Like, there's never just one.
Right. Yeah. You got to watch for the trailer. Either at least one. Like, the last week when I saw them, there was two of them.
Mm.
So, yeah, that sucks.
It does
suck. And it's just kind of the way it is. And there's not much you can do sometimes. I would imagine this guy on Highway 3. Probably was just as scared as anybody when a turkey, a wild turkey, crashed through his windshield. That's
like
horrible.
He's probably thinking, what the heck was that?
What the hell was that? What the? Yeah, Highway 3 at Inman Side Road, right at that intersection.
Weren't we just having the discussion about, whether or not wild turkeys could fly?
Right.
And they can. You just never really see them in the air.
Right. Yeah.
It'd be weird to see a flock of turkeys flying above you, wouldn't it?
I would think, yeah. I would think. Like, can they fly, or are they just kind of like, can they get off the ground a little bit?
They end up on the roofs of houses.
No, yeah,
so
okay.
I guess maybe short term.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
So, speaking of driving, OPP have released some driving tips for safe driving for the eclipse coming up April 8th. So they are saying that, this is going to cut across North America, passing Mexico, U.S., Canada, parts of Essex County, in the path of totality.
Can you see people with their heads out the window and their glasses on, driving at the same time, staring up?
That. I can see that. OPP encouraging residents and tourists to make road safety a top priority that day, reminding that sharing the road is important when attending, any large gathering where there's high volumes of traffic and things like that. So they say ensure your headlights are on. That's one thing. It's going to go from daylight to darkness for a few minutes anyway. Don't wear your eclipse glasses while driving, Lisa.
This is the thing.
Have you tried on your eclipse glasses? You can't see anything.
Really?
No.
I have not tried them on. Wow.
I tried. I'm like, how am I going to see anything? But they must, I don't know, I assume they work. Don't photograph or video the eclipse while driving. That's always good advice. Never pull over or stop on a roadway or shoulder of the road to view this thing. Exit the roadway and parks in a safe area away from the traffic. I can't believe they have to tell people this. Be aware of possible increased pedestrian traffic. There you go. Your common sense list from our friends at the OPP.
Do not wear eclipse glasses while driving.
Yeah. I should bring my, we should try them on when you go home today.
I will.
Because, yeah, I'm like, I can't see a thing. This is like my sleep mask.
I worry, like, they're not exactly snug.
No.
So it's weird because, you know, how is that really helping your retinas when,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, they're not like goggles, you know. So, all right.
I think there will be a lot of people who just hold up in their house and don't want anything to do with it.
Oh, you think so?
For fear of what it might do or bad juju or whatever.
Oh, you like the conspiracy theory people, like the end of the world is here?
Maybe.
With the eclipse or something or whatnot?
Or even if I, you know, catch a glimpse of it out of the corner of my eye, I'm going to go blind.
Yeah, like they're super paranoid about stuff like
could
that.
Could be.
Yeah,
could
Kelly
be.
Kelly, I could see doing that.
Really?
Yeah, Kelly would be one of those people. Kelly's always like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
There's always worst case scenario with planning trips or doing things or whatever.
But that way you're never disappointed.
I suppose, yeah.
It's always better.
But it's always devastation. You know, it's always like planning for like the worst case scenario in the world that will never happen.
It must be a female thing because, yeah, I tend to do that quite a bit.
I bet you
when
do,
it relates to my kids, I always
but
think.
What if? But what if?
Right.
But what if?
Right.
Like, it's not going to happen. What if a wild, careful driving, what if a wild turkey hits your windshield
right.
while you're driving? That'll never happen.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
A good text that they remind me of the old 70s and 80s 3D glasses from the movie theaters. That's exactly what
they're like. Oh, my gosh. Perfect.
Right.
We don't need those anymore.
I don't know. There seems to be a lot of hype. I don't know if it's going to live up to the hype on April 8th. Kind of a there's the queen, let's go home moment.
I think it'll live up to the hype. But everybody will be so probably disappointed in how short the experience is because you're going out of your way, if that, right? Out of your way to...
At the most, I think.
The preparation.
Right. All this talk about it. I think it's like 3 minutes total on Pelee Island.
In the best spot.
Yeah. In the very best spot is 3 minutes.
So say it's a minute wherever we are.
Producer Ed says, what, you have a prediction on the weather?
It's probably going to be cloudy and maybe rain, so you won't be able to see
right.
it anyway.
Okay, Kelly.
Yeah. What if there's somebody with a mirror next to them fixing their fixing their makeup and the light shines into the side of your glasses? We better stay inside. That's one of the things Kelly would say. I don't know if I want to risk it.
It's covering all the bases. Somebody's got to do the worrying for both of you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I believe that I am that person for my family. Uh-huh. Just I'm covering everything off and you'll thank me later, you know, when something actually happens, but we were prepared.
Yeah, we have a lot of like, okay, if I die, ... conversations, it seems like, around the house. Okay, if I die... my will is here, and you'll have plenty of money to bury me, and all that. Like, why are we talking about this all the time? Like all the time, not once. All the time. It comes up all the time. You'll be able to take, you know, you'll own the business, and you'll do this, and I'm like, oh, okay. I don't want it. Give it to someone else.
I had a conversation once with Craig about how. You know, we're decorating our bedroom. And I said, I want it nice for when I get really sick and I have to spend so much time in this room.
Oh, Kelly, that's exactly
it. I want
it
to be nice for when I'm lying in bed all the time.
And you're not sick now.
No,
there's no diagnosis that, you know, we have to get this ready. It's just one day.
One day, and it'll be, and then we won't have to worry about it then.
Okay. Because
it'll already be nice.
I always just say my response is always, I won't have to worry about a thing. I'll be dead way before you. So you're going to have to worry about
all
this
stuff.
Now, this
is true.
Right? Like, guys always die sooner.
Well, and yeah. Never mind. I don't want to jinx it.
You don't want to jinx it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No jinxes either.
But just in case.
Just in case, though.
I always have a thing where I feel like if I don't say to my kids as they head out the door,
I love you, drive carefully.
If like I don't get that out,
yes,
then that's going to jinx it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I tell myself, okay, don't say it. And as before their door closes.
Make sure you.
I love you, drive carefully.
Any make sure you dot, dot, dots?
Well, it's the drive carefully. Make sure you drive carefully.
Okay. All right.
Just a, yes, mom, God, slam. But Connor's good. And I, you know, Connor doesn't live at home, but whenever I say that, he gives me a always do.
Always do.
So
good
that
answer.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah, Connor has found his response
yeah.
to his mom's drive
always
carefully.
Do.
Yeah. Always do.
Ah, and I'm like, he heard me and he validated me by responding.
Right.
Sarah doesn't respond.
What? Yeah, just what? Eye roll or just nothing?
Just door slam.
Click, yeah. Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of drive, we hope you drive carefully this morning. We do a lot of common sense like kind of things here on the radio, just like that list that we read from the OPP.